Here we go. Fifth and final hour of the South Shore's Morning News coming to you from Broadcast House. And it is time now to check in with our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca. She joins us every week at this time in studio. This is Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Sponsored, as always, by our great friends over at Meineke's. Stop by Meineke's Hanover or Quincy location today for fast, reliable car care. Go with the name you know. Go with Meineke. And if you want to text in, you can, 781-837-4900. Comment, 781-837-4900. All right, let's bring her in. Here she is, our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca.
Hello, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Francesca?
I'm fine. I got a free cup of coffee this morning at Cumberland Farms in Pembroke. They're giving it away. It's free.
Oh,
you have
wow.
Coffee with a cop.
Is there something wrong with it? Or
no. Coffee with a cop, they say.
Oh, coffee with a cop.
So you can go into Cumberland Farms in Pembroke and get yourself a donut and a coffee. But I was a good girl. I only got the coffee. No donuts for this girl.
Wow. I've never say no to a donut.
I know, Rob. But anyway.
All right. Well, here we are.
Let's hear this question.
This question is not about donuts. This question comes in. This is from a listener, by the way. And some of these questions do build off of previous questions. This one came in from someone that was listening to us talking about. Do you remember we were doing the phone question about the woman that snooped on her boyfriend's phone and found a flirtation text? Well, this listener is commenting on that, so I'll read the text, okay? Here it is. First of all, I do believe women and men can be friends. You asked Rob. She did. I have a very, 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 very similar situation. I have been best friends with a woman for 12 years. We were never dating, although I admit I'm attracted to her. She has zero attraction to me, and I have accepted that. But we do communicate regularly. And we also get together. I started dating a woman 3 months ago, and my friendship is wreaking havoc on our relationship. She's not willing to discuss and is not open to anything but me dumping my friend. I love this woman that I'm dating, and I believe she loves me. We have a unique bond, and I don't want to end it, but that is what she is threatening if I don't stop with my female friend of 12 years. I love my friend. I'd be heartbroken if I had to let the friendship in. I'm not even sure I would feel comfortable with such a demand, although I do understand her reservation. So what's a man to do? Dilemma, dilemma.
Oh, my goodness. I'm making a lot of funny faces here. It's like ultimatums this early?
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Well, this is what we have here. We'll have to see what Francesca says first, and then you can chime in.
Well, I don't think he's wrong for wanting to keep his friend, and I also don't think she's wrong for feeling a little squeamish. But, you know, if I was dating a guy for 3 months and he told me to dump my best friend, I might ask him, are you also going to delete your group chat with your basketball buds, right? I mean, 3 months is a really short amount of time. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's an important question to consider. Mm-hmm. Would you want a relationship with someone who demanded that? I mean, that is the million-dollar question. And last week, as you said, we touched on the question, can men and women really be friends, especially if one person has feelings for the other? I actually don't think so, and I wouldn't get involved with a guy who had a best friend who was a female. But, Rob, I'd love to know your take on it. And we're going to do a little game, actually. I'm going to throw out some questionable friendship scenarios, and you're going to tell me keep or cut. No thinking, just shoot from the hip, okay?
Oh, wow.
Are you
okay.
ready?
All right.
I got my questions here. All right.
Okay. What am I supposed to do?
All right.
Just tell me what I'm doing. Okay.
Christine, can you help this boy?
All right.
Absolutely.
Christine is here. She can
help
me.
Okay. We're going to play this game. It's called Keep or Cut.
Keep or cut. Okay.
All right. But all you say is either keep or cut. That's it. You don't think about it. You just shoot right from the hip. All right.
Ow.
So the first one, your best friend is your ex. You're both over it. Totally platonic now. But your girlfriend says she's not okay with it. Keep or cut?
Keep or cut who?
What do you mean, keep or cut who?
Just
your
be
best
specific.
Friend? Do you dump the girlfriend, or do you dump the friend?
You know, don't take ultimatums from anybody. That's nonsense.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that, Rob.
If you're looking for it, I guess I
gone.
Got cut. Okay,
done.
Cut.
Cut.
Adios.
Okay, here's another one. You got a female friend who flirts a little, but
keep.
You've never crossed the line, and your girl sees the texts and flips.
Oh, cut. Okay, cut. Yeah, you'll get
cut.
In trouble.
What does the text say? Does it say, can you help me paint my house, or does it say something worse? Seriously.
Well, that's a pretty big thing to ask of a female friend. And she, but she flirts a little. It says she flirts a little. That's the key. You got to see in between.
Okay, all right, cut.
All right, your friend always hugs a little too long and calls you babe as a joke.
No one should call anybody babe.
I do.
No.
I call my listeners babe. Love like babe.
Yeah, sorry. That's true.
Sorry, it's on my bad list. No.
Well,
Rob, I don't think. I don't like that hugging so much.
It seems very eh.
That's because you're all native New Englanders.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Don't hug.
Yes, we feel repulsed. We do. It's like there's a little shield around us.
You keep the population moving. Come on.
All right. Here's another one.
That doesn't seem like the end of the world.
All right, we got another one here. Yeah, listen, I took some time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay, you and your female friend go to brunch every month. All right, already.
That's great.
Just the two of you. But your girl says that feels like a date.
Oh.
Keep or cut?
You can't go out to brunch every month. No, that's a cut.
No, I would say keep. You said your girl. They're not married, right? Again, ultimatums. No.
Okay.
Christine, your husband doesn't even look at your mail, or you don't even look at his mail. What are you talking about?
I don't understand what you're asking then.
All right, well, never mind. Forget it. We don't have time for this therapy session here.
No, that doesn't make what you said makes no sense.
I
respect someone's privacy is what I'm saying, and I don't take ultimatums from people telling me in a relationship what to do or not do, and more people shouldn't. It's crazy. Why are they being so influenced by people like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is an interesting one. Your girlfriend is convinced your friend has feelings for you, even though she's married with kids. Keep or cut? Cut.
Explain that better.
Your girlfriend is convinced that your friend has feelings for you, even though she's married with kids. Okay, so there's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay, she has feelings for this guy. And she's also is married with kids.
Well, that seems like a lot.
Yeah, does that person feel that way or somebody else thinks that? Again, why are you going by what somebody else thinks?
Your girlfriend is convinced your friend has feelings for you, even though she's married with kids.
Well, yeah. So what happens when you dump your longtime friend and then this new girlfriend dumps you? That's nuts.
That's true, because then, I mean, with all of these things, can you get that person back? I don't know.
No.
All right. I've got some more questions, but I'd like to talk about a couple things. I'd like to actually talk about...
Yeah. Keep or cut. Okay.
No, but, you know, male and females being friends is really... It's very iffy, I'm going to tell you. A couple of years back, I was introduced to this guy by this woman. I said, I thought he was your boyfriend. Oh, no, we're just friends. Like, okay. So you know what? Then he looks me up online and he asks me out. I go out with him and she's furious. So when men and women are supposedly just friends, are they really just friends? Now, I did go out with this guy 3 times. I told him, and she had also said, well, he's got so many female friends. He has no male friends whatsoever. Okay, so I was like, that's kind of weird. Okay, so I went out with him the first time. We had a great time. We connected intellectually, super bright, the whole bit. Second time, same thing. But I thought to myself, this is weird. So I get involved with this guy. And like the next morning, Sunday morning, I wake up. He's like, hey, I got a flag. I'm going to have brunch with one of my friends. Female friends. I don't think I would like that. So you know what? I just made my own decision. I was like, you know what? I don't think that I want this. And then as it turns out, some of his friends, female friends, were past lovers. So he had this thing going where these past lovers were his friends. So I definitely made the right decision. But I mean, I could give you 5 more examples in my lifetime, except then I'd be really showing my age. But I do think that it's very, very difficult for a male and female to be friends. Because the guy's always thinking, well, never mind.
That's the proliferation of the human race. Now, quick question about that situation. You said the guy had no male friends?
No male friends.
And he wasn't gay? I'm not kidding.
You know, I'm not either. I mean, I agree. I question that myself. I'm like, this is kind of weird.
It's unusual.
I would have to say that's unusual.
Not one male friend. I hope he's not listening. But now I'm going to give you another situation. That's okay. I was like 15 years old, first boyfriend. We broke up when I was like 20.
Yeah.
We remained friends until I was 32, at which time his long-term girlfriend that he was getting very serious with said, I don't want you to have a relationship with her anymore. And you know what? It may sound like, what? You gotta be kidding me. Uh-uh. You know what? She was absolutely right. I was crushed by it, and I know he was too. But we did do the right thing because he always had feelings for me, and he needed to move on. But you know what else? I needed to move on. They ended up getting married, having a child, lived happily ever after. So, but it was really, I mean, we were heavy duty friends. Like, we would talk twice a day. It was crazy. And you know what? I don't blame her. And I would have done the exact same thing.
Mm.
I think every situation is different. Do you talk twice a day? I don't talk that much to my best friends.
Do you talk that much? Do you talk that often to your husband?
All the time. Well, I've been married for over 40 years, Francesca.
That's why I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. No, but I guess it's me. I don't like that constant attention from anybody. Drives me crazy.
An ultimatum. So what about this guy, though? Again, his friend is 12 years. He doesn't have to be best friends, but should he never talk to this lady again?
Well, I think it's just kind of soon. I think that there's an ultimatum is a little scary.
Yeah.
For me, I would definitely want to be able to have a conversation and find out, like, what are your concerns? Maybe introduce her to the girlfriend, you know, see what comes of that. Like, why not?
Yeah.
But right. That's
why don't
not
they
it.
All go out, have some brunch. All right.
Have one of those, what, polymorphous relationships?
Polyamorous relationship. Christine, mind your own business.
I'm just kidding.
Just start with brunch. Yeah, just start with brunch.
Christine, stay away.
Wow. All right. Our lifestyle coach, Francesca Luca, is in studio with us every week at this time for Love Bites, taking a bite out of love, one question at a time. Francesca, how people get a question in for a future segment? Tell us how to do it, please.
Yeah, go to my website, talkwithfrancesca.com, and ask me anything in the navigation bar, and you're in. I can't promise next week necessarily because we have a little backup, but I will definitely get to your questions.
All right, sounds good. Talk with Francesca. Don't forget, that's Wednesday nights at 8, and Love Bites is every Wednesday morning right after the news at 9 on WATD. Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you, Rob and Christine.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you at brunch.